Were you taken with design as a very young 4 or 5 year old?
3 or 4 year old. I always knew I wanted to be an architect. I would go with my parents to a friend's house. They would play cards or something. I would sit there and memorize the room and all the furniture in it, and I could tell you when I went home exactly what I saw. So it's something I always wanted to be.
Even at 4 years old, mm-hmm. you knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were taken with the house and furniture both. Is that true?
Yes, yes. My true love has always been residential architecture. And in my design work, I never design a room without automatically placing furniture in it. I had a very nice compliment several years ago. I did a house for Dorothy Glenn Adams in Bartlesville. Boots Adams was her husband, who was CEO of Phillips. She had been living on their farm, and there was this terrible flood. It flooded it and had 3 foot of water in it. So she moved into a condominium, and I never saw any of the furniture until she got ready to move in. She had this very, very nice lady decorator from San Antonio who helped her with the house. She came up several times, and she told me, she said, "Yours is the only floor plan that I only had to change one thing in. I moved a door 2 feet over, but I had placed the furniture in the rooms."
There are many times you've worked with people and they were going to buy furniture for a home, and so you would have no idea.
Well, but you basically know what would be in a room, so you plan it accordingly.
Right.
I was taught by John Duncan Forsyth that the best placement of a bed in a bedroom is opposite the door that you enter, so you look at the end of the bed, not at the side of the bed. He always said, "The only attractive thing in a bathroom is the lavatory. So when you open the door, you should be facing the lavatory."
Was there a certain piece of furniture that became a favorite of yours in a house? Would it be the couch? Would it be a chair?
No, not really, not necessary. I was very cognizant of all of the pieces of furniture. So, no. But I still enjoy seeing beautiful furniture.
Your first education experience?
I began developing my architectural skills and feelings starting in grade school at Roosevelt in Ponca City. I have an old classmate who we still keep in touch with, and she reminds me whenever we are at a class reunion, she said, "You know, you would draw floor plans and I would put furniture in it." She wanted to be an interior decorator. That's an interesting thing to be able to relive. Also, when I was 12 or 13 years old, we took dancing lessons from Dorothy Wooden in Ponca City. We went to the Gens Marie every Saturday night down in the basement area and would learn dance steps and things. She told me one time, she said, "You know that you took me to the first formal dance," and I said, "Yes." She said, "You sent me a beautiful nosegay of violets. That was so thoughtful of you." And I said, "Joyce, I didn't send you those. My mother did. I had no idea what you had received for that dance." I had a good time in school.
Teachers must have noticed in elementary, you must have been drawing and all at that time.
Yes.
And they sensed that here's a young man.
I guess so. I remember an incident in junior high. I forgot what class it was, social studies or something like that. I was always drawing when I should have been listening. And the teacher called upon me and he said, "You're drawing, you're not listening. You bring that drawing up here and I want to see it." Well, of course, I was embarrassed to death. I took the drawing up and it was really a pretty good looking apartment house I had drawn. He looked at it and he said, "That's not bad." He said, "Now put it away and go back and listen to me."
Were you good in math?
Yes, yes, I liked math. Yes, I really liked all of my courses. Chemistry and physics I wasn't that enchanted with, but the rest of them were great.